Intro. This is an advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson, the Canine Intro Sweep Blueprint with Groove Pool Tricks. In this walkthrough, you'll learn how to build an 8-bar, typically 6-12-bar, intro sweep that breathes and grooves with your drum and bass bassline, using only lab stock devices and the Groove Pool. The goal is an intro sweep that behaves like an instrument, rhythmically locked to your drums and dynamically linked to your bass, not just a generic riser. What you will build by the end of this lesson, you'll have a layered sweep patch, wave-eatable as the main body and simpler noise for high-end sizzle. A MIDI clip-driven system, where groove pool timing and velocity both shape micro timing and filter movement so the sweep grooves with the drums and bass. A split processing chain for dry and textured stereo, using autofilter, EQ8, saturator, multiband dynamics and glue compressor, all stock devices. A multi-layered stereo trick, so one patch can feel like several moving parts through groove pool variations. Preparation. Set your project tempo to your track tempo. Drum and bass usually sits between 170 and 174 BPM. For this example, use 174. Create a group track and name it Intro Sweep, Canine BP. Inside that group, make two MIDI tracks, Sweep Main Wave-Eatable and Sweep Noise Simpler. Build the main sweep. Wave-eatable load wave-eatable on the sweep main track and start with an init style patch. Set oscillator 1 to a saw wave, a classic saw wave-eatable or similar. Turn on unison to 4 voices and set to tune around 8 to 12%. Keep oscillator 2 off or quiet. Turn on the sub oscillator if you want more body, but keep its level low so it doesn't muddy the top end. Insert a low pass 24 dB filter. Set cutoff low to start, roughly around 200 Hz. And raise resonance modestly, around 0.15 to 0.25. Now the important part, the filter envelope. Give it a long attack, somewhere between 4 and 6 seconds is a good starting point for an 8-bar sweep. Keep decay short, sustain near unity, and release around half a second. Set the envelope amount so the cutoff moves from that low starting point up across the intro. Crucially, turn up Wave-Eatable's filter right arrow vel knob to somewhere between 60 and 80%. That makes incoming MIDI velocity directly modulate the filter cutoff. This is how groove pool velocity will create rhythmic timbre changes. You can also automate Wave-Eatable position to move the oscillator timbre from darker to brighter over time. Add a little global unison width or voice spread for a stereo image. Build the high-end noise layer. Simpler on the sweep noise track, load a white noise sample into simpler in classic mode. Engage simpler's filter, low pass 24 dB, and set cutoff around 2 to 3 kHz. Create a filter envelope with attack between 0.7 and 1.2 seconds so the noise opens gradually across the sweep. Keep glide off. Set the noise level low. It's meant to add sizzle and clarity, not cover the bass. MIDI clip. Long sustained note. Create identical MIDI clips on both tracks that span the intro length. 8 bars for this example. Draw a single sustained note on each clip. Something like C2 for the main body. On the main sweep clip, add a subtle pitch bend laying ramp that climbs 2 to 6 semitones across the clip. This gives perceived rising motion without changing the low bass register too much. Groove pool integration. Extract and apply. Choose your drum loop or break from the track you'll use later. The groove pool will let your sweep sit rhythmically with that loop. Right-click the drum audio clip and select Extract Groove. You'll see that groove appear in Live's groove pool. Duplicate that groove twice so you have variations. Name them Groove, Tight, Groove, Loose, and Groove, Halftime. Drag Groove, Tight onto your main sweep MIDI clip. Open the groove pool and with Groove, Tight selected, set these ranges to start. Timing between plus 20 and 40% to nudge note timing to the drum micro timing. Random near 0 to 6% for tiny humanization. Velocity plus 10 to 30% to push Wave-Eatable's filter via the vel knob. Set bass to 1/16 for fine microshifts. Leave quantize off or set a small value so you preserve feel. Drag groove, loose onto the noise clip and set timing lower, maybe plus 8 to 15%. Velocity negative 10% so the noise sits softer and random 8 to 12% so the noise breathes organically. For groove, halftime set bass to 1/8 or adjust timing so it feels wider and slower. Assign that to a third duplicate if you want a background pad with a halftime feel. Why this works, the Wave-Eatable filter right arrow vel control is driven by the clip's velocities. When groove pool raises clip velocities, the filter opens rhythmically following the drum groove. That's the musical connection. Velocity shaping and additional MIDI detailing. Open the clip velocity editor on sweep main and inspect the groove modified values. Tweak a few key velocities where you want stronger movement. typically on bars that lead into the drop. Add short repeated notes in the last bar with higher velocity for a rhythmic accent that pushes into the drop. Parallel processing and bus routing send both sweep tracks to a return named RET1, texture. On that return, try an auto filter, bandpass or a moving notch works well, and add chorus or facer lightly for movement. Keep rates moderate and depth low. On the group output chain, insert EQ8 to roll off extreme highs at 18 to 20 kHz and apply gentle low shelf boost around 80 to 120 Hz only, if you need warmth. Then add saturator with 2 to 4 dB of drive in a soft clip mode. Use multiband dynamics to tame the mid-high sizzle, and finish with glue compressor for soft bus glue, attack around 10 ms. Release near 0.3 seconds and ratio around 2:1. Put utility before saturator and mono the sub-region below 120 Hz by setting width to 0. Stereo layering trick. The canine trick: duplicate the group to create two stacked sweep groups. Call them sweep A tight and sweep B wide. Assign groove, tight to sweep A and groove, loose to sweep B. On sweep B, detune the oscillator slightly, increase unison width and add chorus. Set sweep A width to a tighter setting and sweep B width wider. Use utility plus modulation to reach about 140% perceived width on the wide side. Offset sweep B slightly by nudging the clip later by 10 to 40 milliseconds, or use a groove pull timing negative offset to create interlocked stereo movement. That small temporal offset combined with detune makes the sweep feel like two rhythmic voices reacting to the drums. Automation and final polish: automate group level auto filter cutoff to open more over the last two bars for a climactic push. Automate return. Send levels from 0 to plus 3 to 6 dB across the intro to raise the texture. Add a subtle sidechain compressor on the group key to a muted kick for gentle breathing. Aim for only 3 to 4 dB of gain reduction. Lastly, flatten or export a stem so you can audition the sweep in the arrangement and balance it against your bass line. Common mistakes: be careful not to let groove pull only change timing, while leaving wave eatables filter right arrow vel near 0. You'll hear timing shift but no tonal groove. Don't rely solely on huge filter and attack times with no pitch or wave eatable motion that sounds static. Avoid oversaturating the noise layer. Too much noise masks the bass. Don't apply the same groove to all layers. Use at least tight and loose variants. And remember, groove pool affects clip notes and velocities, not automation lanes. Pro tip: set filter right arrow vel between 60 and 100% and start your filter cutoff very low. Small velocity changes will create big timbral differences. Use bass equals 1/16 for micro timing grit and bass equals 1/8 for halftime feel. Mix basses across layers for depth. Use clip transpose in the final bar if you want the sweep to cue the bass tuning for the drop. Keep the subregion mono with utility width equals 0 before any saturation. Use clip automation for precise wave eatable position moves instead of slow LFOs. Save your grooves as presets so you can recall canine intro, tight or airy and other projects. For a last bar emphasis, create a short clip with higher velocity and a tight groove to act as a punchy lead-in. Mini practice exercise, 30 to 45 minutes set live to 174 BPM. Load wave eatable and simpler as described and build an 8-bar sweep. Extract groove from a drum loop and make two duplicates, tight and loose. Apply tight to the main sweep and loose to the noise. Set wave eatable filter right arrow vel to 70% and filter end attack around 5 seconds. Set groove pull timing to plus 25%. And velocity plus 25% for tight. Duplicate the sweep group. Detune the duplicate by 10 to 15 cents. Delay is timing slightly in the groove pool. Route both into a group and add EQ8, saturator and utility as recommended. Export a 10 to 12 bar stem and listen for how the sweep locks with the drums. Adjust groove velocity until the filter motion feels musical. Recap: this canine blueprint shows you how to make an Ableton stock device sweep that grooves like an instrument. Use wave eatable for tone and simpler for sizzle. Drive filter movement with clip velocity through wave eatable's filter right arrow vel. Use groove pool to alter both timing and velocity so the sweep's timbre follows your drums and bass. Layer multiple groove variants and process them differently for depth. Keep subs mono and glue your sweep with saturator, multiband dynamics and glue compressor. Extra coach notes: deeper mechanics and workflow. A few deeper points to keep in mind. Wave eatable's filter right arrow vel is a linear multiplier on cutoff. Small velocity changes create large perceived timbral shifts. Treat velocity as timbre control rather than just loudness. Groove pool is dual purpose. Timing gives feel, velocity gives timbre. Use both together. Timing alone won't move tone, and velocity alone can feel mechanical if overused. Use a long filter envelope for the macro breath and groove-driven velocity for the micro pulse. Both are necessary. Organize wave-eatable and simpler inside instrument racks. Map filter cutoff, envelope amount, filter right arrow vel, wave-eatable position and sub-level to macros for quick performance control. Create parallel chains for clean sub and textured top, and map a macro to blend them. Use the Velocity MIDI device to scale groove pool changes without editing the original clip. Random and Arpeggiator MIDI devices are great subtle tools for organic motion. For layered groove feels, create duplicate MIDI clips with different grooves and crossfade or automate their volumes to morph groove feel deterministically. Preserve low-end clarity. Mono the sub below 120 Hz before any saturation, and consider a parallel texture chain that you bring in as you approach the drop.